Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Alan Levy Show at blogtalkradio.com. Be prepared to call in now and chat with Alan and his very special guest right here at blogtalkradio.com. With no more further ado, please welcome your host, Mr. Alan Levy.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Alan Levy Show on Blog Talk Radio on this beautiful day in October 2007. I don't even know what day it is. Fourth, fifth, one of those. I see that it's about 82 degrees outside, so I don't know if it is global warming or not, but the temperature is forecasted to be 87 degrees this coming Sunday. So something's going on, which we don't know about. Well, maybe we do, but no one's really talking about. Pretty incredible. So anyway, thank you for joining me on Blog Talk Radio on the Alan Levy Show. Of course, this is live now at blogtalkradio.com. And you can hear the archive at blogtalkradio.com/Alan Levy. And just wanted to do another one of in a series of my Ask the Janitor shows. I am, of course, the janitor at Blog Talk Radio. They're nice enough to give me my own show. And I'm also the founder and CEO of Blog Talk Radio. So we're still at the stage where I do everything. And that's, you know, kind of fun, a little frustrating. Sometimes janitor work is easier on the nerves, kind of just sweep up, close the lights, shut down, and so anyway, I do like to get on air every once in a while, and I do love it. It's one of the reasons why I set up the company is not that I had necessarily had aspirations to become a radio host. I just happen to love to be on and talking, so I want to just welcome everybody here today, and thank you for joining me. The format of these shows are really open phone lines. I'm going to take calls, and people have any questions about the service, about the platform, about where we're going, what they like to see, what they don't like, what they do like. No, I don't clean toilets. I'm sorry, Mr. Baker, which is on our chat room. I should invite you as well to our chat room, which is great. You can go to you're seeing this on my show page. The chat is active, not as active as the Fly Lady who just did her show. Of course, we are the home of flylady.net, and I don't know if I'm in her house or she's in my house, but she's incredible. And Marla, Leanne were doing their show. They do their shows on Thursday. I think they had 120 people in the chat room, so that was pretty good. So she just wrapped up her show. Well, she's actually just about wrapping it up now. Anyway, what I wanted to go over a couple of things before we get into some specifics as to what's going on with the platform. I want to talk about some exciting stuff that's coming down here on Blog Talk Radio. Let me just also give you the call-in number just so you have it. It's 347-677-0649. That's 347-677-0649, and I'd love to hear what you have to say. So we have Ed Morrissey doing a show at 4, I guess, on another network, another channel, actually, now on Blog Talk Radio. David Andelman, who's a writer with Forbes, is on Ed's show, and he's just written a book with regard to the Treaty of Versailles and the economic impact, a post-Treaty of Versailles economic impact. So I'm sure it's a riveting conversation, and one which I will definitely listen to the archive on, and he's doing that now on Ed's show. That's David Andelman. Ed has the Senate Minority Leader tomorrow on his show, Mitch McConnell. So, you know, that's going to be an interesting show. You know, Mitch McConnell, of course, is on Meet the Press, and he's on CNN, Larry King, and other news shows. And now he's doing the circuit, and he's on Blog Talk Radio. So that's kind of neat, I think. At 5 o'clock tonight, there's a show called Chef's Line. It's a new show to Blog Talk Radio. It's on our homepage. You can see that. It says Chef's Line, and if you go to chefsline.com, you'll see what they're all about. And they have really a fascinating story. They assemble some of the top chefs from around the world, and they do conversations. They're going to be doing conversations on Blog Talk Radio, but they already have a very active blog. They've got chat. They've got recipes. They've got all kinds of stuff going on, and that's Chef's Line, and that's going to be happening at 5 p.m. Eastern on our network. So look out for that. The other thing I wanted to let you guys know is that we're doing a show next Wednesday at a citizen journalism conference in New York City with Jeff Jarvis, the person hosting it. I'm not sure if anyone, if you know Jeff Jarvis, but he is a very noted blogger, and he's hosting a conference that's talking about social media and different tools that people use in social media, and we were asked to be part of this conference. During the live show, during the conference, actually, we're going to be hosting a live stream for the entire day, where we're going to set up a booth, and we're doing this at more and more conferences. And those of you that are out there that are listening to this that would like to have your conference broadcast live, we of course can do that on Blog Talk Radio. We're setting up separate podcasts for each of the conversations that we're having. So this kind of be pretty cool. So there's just some people. We've lined up a bunch of guests for that day, and this is just before we really launch, because on that day we're going to have a table set up, and we're going to be able to talk to people as they come. We have someone by the name of Mika Sifri from the Personal Democracy Forum, who I've spoken to in the past. We have someone from AOL, James Marcus from AOL. We have a gentleman by the name of Jeff Burkett, who's from the Washington Post, Newsweek, and that's kind of neat. We've got someone from Fast Company, somebody from VH1. We've got someone from the LA Times Interactive Group, someone from NBC Universal, really cool. So we've got a bunch of American Reuters Media. So we're really, you know, going to be in the midst of a whole bunch of people talking about new media. And, of course, Blog Talk Radio is in a very interesting spot. You know, of course, I spend most of my time, not dealing with it. When I'm not dealing with issues here, I'm talking about Blog Talk Radio and reaching out to people. It's an interesting thing. I've just gone through my fourth PR agency, and I can honestly admit that I'm not the best at selecting PR agencies. The agency is good, there's no doubt. I mean, it's a very reputable agency that we just worked with. But the story of Blog Talk Radio is a very unique story, and it's one which seems to be complicated to media. Maybe it's uninteresting to media, I'm not quite sure. But what really keeps me going and really gives me a great deal of pleasure is what it means to a lot of the people on the network. The hosts that are coming on to Blog Talk Radio that have been doing shows on Blog Talk Radio and continue to do shows this network has transformed their lives in many ways. A lot of the hosts have maybe small blogs, aren't well read. You know, they come on to Blog Talk Radio, they have a voice. They're able to get on and talk about what's going on, what's important to them, whether it's a book they want to sell or it's an idea that they want to promote. Blog Talk Radio clearly is a place where you can come and do that. And I think it's the empowerment, the empowering and enabling tool that excites so many people about this platform. Of course, just for those that are new here, and we've been getting tons of new users and registered users on in the network, we've been around for about a year, a little more than a year we launched. We've produced more than 31,000 broadcasts right now. You know, 31,000 conversations have been archived and are available in our files. We've registered more than 8,000 hosts that have come in and signed on to do shows on Blog Talk Radio, and a good many of them continue to do shows week after week and continue to see their audiences grow. And it continues to open up other opportunities for them, you know, whether it's like Michael Bell, who had his one-year anniversary show yesterday. Here's a guy that came on a year ago, and he's been doing shows now, and he sells just, you know, his business has grown. Both he sells art, and he's also done movies. He's friends with some of the former Soprano guys. Dominic Capone, Al Capone's nephew, comes on and is a guest, so that's it's kind of neat. So I get a great deal of enjoyment out of what's going on with Blog Talk Radio and a lot of the content that's coming on, and I encourage all of you to check out what we've got here on the network. We have, you know, we have just content that is just very robust, you know, whether it's sports or entertainment or marketing, comedy. We're working on a number of comedy initiatives with the Bakers have been helping us out. They of course, do a show on Blog Talk Radio. And they're working on a MySpace page. And if you go to MySpace, you can find our MySpace presence at MySpace.com/blogtalkradio. And I think we've got about 11,000 friends right now sitting up there at Blog Talk Radio on our own profile. And we do lots of things with that. I mean, one of the things that we've been focused on with our MySpace is to really try to build out the community. And Mike is and Eric have done a good job of that. Well, we're trying to make it a more relevant community. I mean, obviously, there are many communities on MySpace that are enormous, and Blog Talk Radio is but one of these communities. But it's one of the things that we've decided to spend a little more time on. And so I encourage you to check that out. If you're on MySpace, add a friend to our. We'll friend you there, and you'll be you can participate in our broad network. You know, most of the hosts that do shows on Blog Talk Radio have MySpace pages. I think it's something like 80% of the people have MySpace pages. You know, that are on. You know, with a presence there. So it's something that we continue to focus on, and I encourage each of you to do that. One of the other things that we've been working on is a sports show. We have a sports show coming up this Sunday. It's a fantasy football show, actually, and it's run by Paul Greco, and he's doing a show which is really kind of neat. We did the first one with Matthew Cerrone from the Mets, and what that show was about was the show had 1,000 live listeners, which is. You know, that's a big number. You get 1,000 people focused on the show, then that's pretty cool. So anyway, we had 1,000 live listeners, and what Matt did was he sat during the game and he had a 4-hour show, and they started talking about what was going on in the game. You know, it was a Mets game, so they were talking about Reyes. They were talking about David Wright. This and people were calling in, commiserating on the Mets' disaster of a pennant race, and. You know, a lot of people find these conversations interesting. It's like just think about it. It's like sitting in a virtual living room with a bunch of guys, just happened to be 1,000 people sat in this living room. And they got to talk about the Mets, and they talked about baseball and what else was going on, whether it was the Phillies or the Dodgers or the Diamondbacks. So that kind of, you know, I thought that was an interesting concept, and it's one that we're working on now with Paul, and we're going to do it with football. And then guys sitting around the room watching a football game, but it's not just the room; it's everywhere. It's the entire, you know, it could be around the world talking about what's going on in football. Of course, there's just tons of fantasy leagues out there, and we participate in a fantasy league called RotoHog, so that is one of the things that we've been focusing on here is the football genre, so to speak. And, A lot of sports activity goes on Blog Talk Radio. You know, I think I can check to see the number of live shows the number of shows we're running on sports are in the hundreds of shows. So, if you guys have an idea about sports or would like to create a show, well, I suggest you do so. You know, check out blogtalkradio.com. Check out check out the sports shows that we've got now. We've got sports shows on. You know, look, college football. You know, we have a lot of guys that are in college. They're on the network. They're seeing other shows. They're participating in other shows. Well, why not do a show about your university? And you know, we have a bunch of them from Auburn to Michigan. So you probably have your former alma mater is doing a show on Blog Talk Radio. So. Amy's actually going to call in, and we'll see what Amy's doing and with our host liaisons, see how things are going. I want to also talk about some of the new features that we've got going on, and we can talk to Amy about some of those things. But one of the things that we're starting to do now is has to do with our Flash Player. I don't know if, you know, we recommend to our hosts to put up the Flash Player that you can find on your profile page. And copy and paste that and put it on your own blog. People get to know when you're doing a show. They'll be able to listen to the archive show right there. They don't have to come to blogtalkradio.com. So that would be a good idea. It's one of the things that we like to recommend to our hosts to promote their shows. Quite often, we get questions from a lot of the hosts, and say, well, how can we get more listeners to the show? What's your secret? What are some of the top hosts do in terms of getting more listeners? And one of the things that we did on this site is under the My Account, when you log in and you create, you log in under your account, you can select a number of things, including creating your segments, your profile, and so on. There's a section there called Promote. And in that section, we have a few tips on how to promote your show. And I'll just read a few of these off to you. Let your audience know you do a show on Blog Talk Radio by copying and pasting a button onto your blog or website. And, of course, that button is right here. You copy and paste this code, and that code is available right on the promote page. It's also available on your profile page, and people will be able to click through and listen to your show and find your host profile on Blog Talk Radio. The other thing we suggest you do is you write a blog post about your show before and after your show. This is a very key point, and we note here, we suggest that you summarize your key points of your discussion by using tags, keywords, etc. The reason why we do that, it's very important for SEO reasons, and let me try to explain this a bit to you. With SEO, which stands for Search Engine Optimization, you're able to find, the web is crawling through websites, finding keywords and tags and sorting them out. So if someone was to look for a fitness podcast, well, you would want to have the word fitness and podcast on as a description of your show. So if someone's doing a show on, cycling, well, obviously the word cycling would be on that, and social radio or broadcasting, and that's what those tags are used for, tags. People can sort, these tags are sorted throughout the web. But what we encourage our hosts to do is provide as much data as you can to describe your show. So though that metadata is called, that data is available for search engines to index and track. We suggest you blog about your show, and those comments are then noted in the blogosphere or in the cloud that exists. And then after your show takes place, we recommend that you have some post-show comments. Talk about your show. This is what happened. One sentence, that's all it needs to be. On this show, George Bush said this, or on this show, this is what happened. And we suggest that people do that. Because, again, that is a way for Google to tag your show. So, if people search on different topics, then the more shows you've done and the more specific and the more broad, actually, the broader you are with your tags, there's a good chance that people will come and find your show and you'll be able to drive traffic from Google directly to your shows. So it's a very important thing, and it's an issue that we have developed into the new site, which we did not have in the last site. It's one of the omissions that we had when we launched the company. We really weren't too knowledgeable, in all due honesty, about SEO. We had people create shows on the network and do those and type in the description of the shows in our own system. It was closed. Well, right now, when you're establishing the content or description of your shows, that's available for the public network to see, and therefore all that information is indexed and available. So we recommend that you blog about your show and that you can not only blog about before your show, but you blog about after your show. The other thing that we do, the tips on promoting your show, is to join the communities. We talked a little before about MySpace and Facebook and other social networks just to get the buzz out. We have communities at both. We have a more robust community at MySpace, but we also have a Facebook community on the Blog Talk Radio. And again, it's an opportunity for people to participate and come in and share their stories, promote their shows, and it's a good thing to do. But we won't know that you're on MySpace if you don't, you don't add us as a friend. It's certainly one of those things that would make a lot of sense for you to do. And let's see what else we got. This, again, I'm reading really off of the My Account, the Promote section of the site. You know, we put a lot of data and information on here that, you really could go through and help you, guide you through some of the tips that some of our big hosts have done to see success. The next item is send out blast emails to your email list the day of and just before your show goes on air. Insert a link to the URL of your show. I mean, if you Twitter, send out a Twitter post. And we're going to incorporate Twitter into the site. But that's another big thing you can do. And we have an email list and that's available for you. That's right here, promote by inviting listeners. You can fill in your email address. You can upload a group or upload a group of email addresses and come on, write up a commentary and say, hey, why don't you, join me on my show. I'm going to have a guest this coming Sunday. So I suggest you do that. It's one of the things, again, it's a matter of getting the buzz out and working through all the different ways to communicate with your audience. I know the Bakers have a very big forum that they've had, something like 70,000 members in their forum. So some people are creating forums, and those forums are useful as well because you want to be able to communicate, with your audience what you're doing and when you're doing the show. So, that's another suggestion that I have for you. Let's see. I think in the last item we have here, if you have a very special guest topic, send an inquiry. I think it's called hostpr@blogtalkradio.com. That's hostpr@blogtalkradio.com, and I suggest that you send an email to Hillary. She is our features editor, and let's see if she's online right now. I'm going to Skype her and see if she's in, and maybe she'll give us a call and talk about some of the great stuff that's coming on the network. So that's what I would suggest. You send an inquiry. We have lots of inquiries for hosts come on here, and I'm just telling her to call into my show. This Skype thing's amazing. I want to talk about Skype in a minute. So please do that, and we'll take a look at it. And we can't accommodate all the inquiries that we get on Blog Talk Radio, but we certainly can, take a look at these things and determine if this is, a great effort. A good level of content to promote. So I got a call here. Let me take it. It's a 973 area code. Hi, you're on Blog Talk Radio.
There he is, Alan. Barry Farber. How are you, buddy?
Hey, Barry. How are you?
There's a legend.
Excellent. Thank you for calling.
It sounds very clear. I was listening, and then I had to go to a conference call. Came back. It's really nice.
It's
really
very
nice.
Cool. Mm-hmm. And I met Barry yesterday. And Barry, what's your company, and where do you kind of what do you work on?
Well, half of it is BarryFarber.com. We do half, we do books and seminars and so forth. And then the other half, I market products and people.
I see. So BarryFarber.com, and I met Barry yesterday. Barry works with Peter Kofitsis, who's my trainer, and he's the fitness director of Blog Talk Radio. And we met yesterday. We had a nice conversation. Then we spoke this morning, and so... welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. It's an amazing discovery here. I'm just learning this thing really quickly. It's just very interesting.
Yeah, it's an empowering tool. It gives anyone the ability to get on here and have a platform.
Problem is, if everybody wants a radio show, you'll have no listeners.
Well, that should be a big problem. I don't think we'll have that problem, But it's and the quality was fine. The audio, you heard it. It's no problem. Listen.
Yeah, no, everything's really. I'm telling you, it's I was on WEVD in New York and in Washington, and I'll tell you, this is a lot easier than being in a studio.
Right.
This is fun. It's amazing. Very, very clean.
Yeah, I mean, you know, for our hosts, I mean, they come on, they log on 15 or 10 minutes before they come on air. They do their show. They're in their house or wherever they are, and then they do the show. Their guests call in. I mean, right now I have a switchboard. There's three calls waiting.
Take your calls, Alan.
I'm definitely gonna do it. But Barry, thank you for calling.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. Really interesting. All the best of luck. I think it's tremendous what you're doing.
Cool. Thanks a lot, Barry.
Take care.
Be well. Bye. Hi, Hill. How are you?
Oh, hello. How are you?
Good. Good. Let me bring on another call while you're on. And this is Hillary Lee Wong, and she is our features editor. She's one of the most popular people at Blog Talk Radio.
Or unpopular, depending on who you are.
Very popular.
What you want.
Well, hold on. Let's get someone else on. Hi, you're on Blog Talk Radio. Hi.
Are you talking to me?
Oh, boy. Is this Amy?
Oh, goodness. Are you talking to me?
Amy
you
is
are a celebrity.
Amy's the program manager of Blog Talk Radio, and Hill's the features editor. Now, Amy, you must be using the VoIP line because I don't see a caller ID.
Yeah,
coming.
I am. All right. I didn't realize that it doesn't bring a number through.
It doesn't bring a number, and it's one of those things we don't pass along, you know, the digits. Actually, I own the VoIP company too, so I can't kill myself by that one. But Amy is the program.
You'll tell yourself about it.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to call myself on that. So thank you for both joining me on the show, and it's I'm happy to have you on. So we can introduce Amy as the program manager. And so Amy, what's your job here at Blog Talk Radio? Can we describe? Can you describe it in like 1,000 words or less?
I can describe it in like one sentence. I play tennis all day with a million things.
You play tennis.
Bouncing things around, yeah.
Right.
Must be in great shape, Amy.
Phone calls. it's a race to the finish line every day.
So when did you meet me and
oh,
you
God.
Were employee, and how did it work? I mean, you were employee number one, really, or two. I was number one.
Jamie was here.
She was a consultant, and then when did you start getting involved?
You were 3 weeks old.
3 weeks.
3 weeks.
Right. We did that 9/11 tribute show, and we launched, I think, on August 10th of last year or something like that. So then what happened? You interviewed me for your website.
I interviewed you for my website, and from that moment on, I was completely enamored with Blog Talk Radio and wouldn't go away. So you had no choice to hire me.
It's true. I mean, she literally would call me up. I mean, we were the early days. I mean, you know, our program guide, we've produced 31,000 episodes. You know, back then we had, you know, 30 hosts. I mean, this was a greenfield strategy, right? We had nothing. And Amy, I met her, and she says, hey, I really love this. Could I interview you? And I was like, sure. You must have a huge website, right? Well, actually, no. Your Alexa ranking, what was your Alexa ranking, actually?
You know what, my Alexa ranking wasn't too bad. I think it actually went down to about 30,000 at one point.
Really? Well, that's
it
pretty
good. It stayed steady at 90,000, and then we had a spike, and we went to 30, and we were steady at about 90,000, which isn't bad for a small
writing website.
No, it's
definitely
not. Yeah.
Definitely not. So Amy got involved and started I speak to her like all the time, hey, I got someone else who wants to do a show. I've got someone else who wants to do a show. Which were the early ones? Some of the authors, right? What was it? WSN Network.
Yes,
John
Sweet.
Sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Now, John Sweet started doing shows, and how many downloads has he gotten on his shows?
John Sweet has had over a million downloads, I believe. Let me check.
Wow.
I mean, he's getting tens of thousands of downloads for show.
Yeah.
He had Jody Picoult on a few weeks ago. He just does a great job. And John Sweet is our host liaison manager. He runs, he coordinates the host liaisons. And,
he's amazing. We love him. I mean, the energy, I can't believe, if you add up all the energy, you know, Amy, how does she do it? John, it's like, I mean, Alan, of course, you, but
yeah, I know.
That's a given. And then, of course, everyone else, our tech team and Lisa and all of our host liaisons.
Why is that? Why do people feel this way about it?
Well, I think it's a certain kind of person that, the same with our hosts, and, you know, that are so passionate and work so tirelessly, you know, it comes from a place where they're actually deeply invested in what's going on, so they feel obligated to put in the hard work that it takes. You know, the hosts really just put in a lot of work. I mean, it takes a lot of time and effort to book these guests and and plan a show, and
right.
you know, it's not easy, and it's not intuitive. You know, people have to practice and
they're not getting paid, and they're not getting paid to do it.
Exactly, it's for the love of the game. You know,
and
they're really
right.
invested.
It's,
so
right, and it's also it helps them. I mean, they're promoting their books or their stories or their art or whatever it may be. So, hey, listen, stay on, and we'll bring in someone else so we have more open lines here. Hi, you're on Blog Talk Radio 678. Hello? Hello? This person, 678, you're on Blog Talk Radio. I guess not. Okay. All right. So we'll...
Live, folks. It's live. You never
it's
live, know what's going to happen.
Right. Some people say, you know... Like real radio, this you say, you know, we say turn down the radio, you know, turn down the radio.
Turn down the computer.
But call back. We'd love to talk to you. The number is 347-677-0649. So, Hillary, tell us about what's going on with the feature page and the home page. And I
know
my
goodness,
we're adding,
what's not going on?
Right, we're adding more pictures, right? We're going to be doing scrolling. Probably
yes.
next week. And what's happening on the feature pages?
Well,
a lot of stuff coming in. You're getting
a lot of stuff. There's so much I can barely keep up, especially with, and I'm really excited about all the requests I'm getting because it actually helps me instead of having to go through everything myself. If someone requests that they want, you know, an archived segment featured or all these different things, then it gives me kind of these arrows and clues of where to go. You know, if someone says their favorite segment of their show, that I can listen to that and have a good idea of what, you know, they're going for. And so we're trying to fill up all those areas. So if you're, you know, a health fanatic or entertainment or whatever it is, then you should be able to find a lot of content really easily that's along the lines of what you're looking for. So that's kind of what I'm working at doing, compiling those kind of databases and then also keeping up with all the great guests that are being booked all the time. It's like, it's really incredible. I'm just astounded. We have all these great authors and film and TV actors coming on every day, and I don't know, I'm astounded by it. So
yeah.
just trying to keep up, and I love the features request because, you know, it makes me feel like...
Now, our hosts,
you know,
we have created a features page, right, so people can go to the features page and find content that's upcoming that we're featuring, but also content that's in the past, archived. So if you've got some great shows that you want archived, we can put them on our feature page in the archive section, and, you know, we're looking to fill that up. So
exactly. So I'm excited about that because I recently have been getting requests for featuring archived shows, which is great, instead of just upcoming shows. So that's really helpful.
What name?
That's really good. John Sweet's show, out of all the Blog Talk Radio hosts that we've ever had, is rated the 13th top host on Blog Talk Radio.
Right. The 13th top host on Blog Talk Radio. Does it say how many downloads he's had?
I'm not, you know, this new...
I mean, hundreds of thousands he's had. And
yeah.
here's an individual who never, you know, he I mean, first of all, I invented this media, this a year ago, but he never had a platform for this, and he's getting hundreds of thousands of downloads on his shows. Over.
Baker has done phenomenal. Now, there's a huge successor. They've had a ton.
Right, right.
Go back
into look, they had a big forum. So, but I mean,
okay.
for that writer, that the publisher, the author that wants to come on here and talk about their book, it's a great platform to doing
mm-hmm.
for doing that.
Yes.
So absolutely. There's no doubt. So I mean, one of the challenges we have in Blog Talk Radio, when we built this program guide, was, you know, how do we premiere our content? You know, how do we display it? You know, we know we've got a huge long tail of 31,000 shows. You know, and again, there's millions and millions of YouTube videos. YouTube only deals with stuff that occurred. It's not live.
Right.
And it's not stuff that's coming up. I mean, people don't post, get ready for my YouTube video next Tuesday. You know,
yeah.
Right?
No, it's a challenge. It's definitely different than other
internet
mediums.
That's
yeah.
what we have. We have, you know, we've got this great guest next, you know, Dr. Laura. I don't know, have you heard about her? When is she coming on? Does anyone know?
I just sent Beth another email yesterday. We're waiting on a date.
Waiting on a date.
The engineers had to talk to our people, which was done last week, so now it's just getting a date.
Right. We're talking to their engineers are talking to our engineers. I spoke to Jackie the Joke Man, you know, Martlin,
yeah.
of Howard Stern fame. Well, actually, if, let's say Jackie Martling fame. I don't want to say that. So we're talking about Blog Talk Radio, and he's like, what? What is this? You know, he understands the word radio because he's been on it his whole life, but what does Blog Talk Radio mean? Well, I'm explaining it to him. He says, you know, I have my studio out here in Long Island. You got to come and see what I built. You got to come and see it. Mixers and editing equipment and all kinds of stuff. I said, I don't really need to see it. All you need is a phone and a computer, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Which is pretty remarkable.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You know, when you think about it. So that just goes to the tool. And anyway, so Jackie, we'll talk with him. And we're talking to a bunch of comedians. Love to get building out our comedy channel, I think, is a really good idea. And it's definitely something where we're interested in doing and promoting that genre and category. I know that you've got Mitch McConnell, the minority. I don't know if he's going to be up on the board tomorrow or not, but Ed Morrissey has him coming on tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Ed's guests are so great. It's like he must know some people.
He's like the political Oprah. He's like the political Oprah.
Yes, that's a good way to put it. Exactly.
You know, here's a story. You know, Ed is doing a show now, and he has the editor of Forbes on his show. And,
wow.
You know, when I met Ed, he was, you know, a call center manager in Minnesota for 13 years, but he ran a very big blog. He was a noted blogger, Captain's Quarters, and he did a radio show on Saturday mornings. And I said, Ed, you know, how about Blog Talk Radio? And he said, you know, it didn't take him more than, you know, 3 hours to say, yes, I'm coming over. So he represents our political area, and as a result, he has access to, you know, he's had on his show Fred Thompson, John McCain, mm-hmm. Giuliani. He's had other people like Steve Forbes, Laura Ingraham, and you know, and he's talking to Rush Limbaugh. So we are on Rush Limbaugh's list. He's going to come on. So
that'll
definitely
be good.
Definitely, we're going to promote that.
Ed does a great interview too. He's really poised, and you know, it's nice to see all the hosts kind of get their voice. You know, you can see them develop and mature. You know, the new hosts sometimes say to me, I listened to my archive and I said too many times, and I don't think I did that well. And I was like, well, give yourself a few shows and you'll be amazed when you listen to it how, you know, how professional you will sound eventually. And that's kind of cool. You know, it's like a, you know, boot camp and being a radio host. So that's exciting to watch.
Yeah, no question. There's no question. I mean, people, when I first launched it, the biggest concern, of course, the biggest concern in the podcasting space was the biggest issue for podcasters is, you know, taking the time to have these edited files and have 3 hours of conversation to pare it down to 15 minutes, and God forbid there's an or an ah in there, or a like or you know, and that's what you have. And to me, that's not interesting conversation. You know, so what if there's an you know? It's not an issue. I don't think it's too hard on the ears. But there are some people. I'm sorry?
The baseball shows are going to be heating up.
Oh, the baseball
playoff
shows.
Are great.
The playoff shows start tonight, don't they?
Yeah. So, Hillary, are you seeing a lot of sports shows coming on, a lot of the baseball shows?
Unbelievable. I mean, that's one of the cool things. The Mets blog, you know, live chat I thought was awesome. And then, you know, we're having another football event this coming weekend, and that's what I think is cool, is getting together all these bloggers together and actually having them chat, and, you know, the listeners can participate with these big sports bloggers. It's really awesome. It's like it enhances the sports viewing experience so much, I feel like.
So there's another show that's coming on now, the College Hotline Mercury News Radio. What's this San Jose Mercury News sports writer, John Wilner and John
Ryan?
Yeah,
that's Lisa. Lisa either knows him or helped bring him onto the network, but he writes for college football in the Bay Area, and so he's going to cover college sports. And so, yeah, we just put him on the featured page, and he's excited. He's a, you know, newspaper journalist, so it's going to be cool.
That's very cool. I mean, so next week, you know, I like to do is we're going to have so many of these playoff games, sports shows. I think on some nights we should fill the feature page, the home page, with a bunch of sports shows. So mm-hmm. Someone comes in, they want to see a show about the Phillies, or they want to see a show about the Yankees or the Red Sox or whatever teams. We probably have them.
What's this thing? We have a 4-hour show this weekend. Paul Greco, is it?
Yeah, football.
with all the football bloggers.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. So that show's going on this weekend, and that's going to be, that's one of those shows that I talked about earlier, where people just getting on a phone. It's like watching football in a living room with your buddies, except they're in living rooms throughout the country.
Yeah. Global living room.
Yeah, so that's that. So anyway, that's cool. Hill, thanks for calling in.
Oh, thanks for having me.
My pleasure. And we'll watch the homepage at blogtalkradio.com and the feature page, and Hillary's fingers are all over those pages.
Oh my goodness, you don't even know. But you know, I'm pretty quick now, so you shoot me something, it'll
right.
be up
and,
in a moment.
And dark. Do you like dark chocolates or do you like milk chocolate?
I like
roses or tulips for all the fans out there, the hosts out there.
All the above.
And what's the charity that people could send their checks and donations to? The Hillary Foundation.
Hillary Foundation. Yeah, the Hillary Foundation. We're all over the place.
Okay.
Yeah, but we're excited, and there's some good things coming up tomorrow. One thing I just put on the homepage is for the Knit Girl podcast. That's a really popular show we have.
What is that show?
It's the Craft Bloggers. It's on tomorrow. It's on Fridays, I think 2 p.m. Eastern. And
what is the show? What is the show page called? What is it?
It's called The Knit Girl, KNITGRRL.
So what do they do a show on? Knitting? Obviously.
She does it on all sorts of crafts.
Wow.
So, yeah, she's really great. You know, she's one of our most popular. If you go to popular show tabs, she's up there. Her name's Shannon Oakey, and she runs a lot of events and does kind of these craft bazaars and everything, and so she knows everyone in the community, and she's having on this woman named Vicki Howell tomorrow, who is on a show on the Do-It-Yourself Network called Nitty Gritty. And so if you are a crafter or you like to do that kind of thing, you got to tune in because you'll learn all sorts of tips on that show.
In order to get in the most popular shows on Blog Talk Radio on that homepage, I mean, you're going to have downloads in the tens of thousands. I mean, it's just find it amazing that she has, these number of listeners.
Yeah, she's big. She knows people.
Well, where does she? I mean, what does she have a website? Knitgirls.com, I guess.
Yes,
right?
Yes. Knitgirls.com. She's very popular. She runs a knitting shop, I believe. She's in Ohio, and she also holds these kind of regional gatherings for crafters. And you know, craft blogging is huge. You know, people make these crafts and photograph them and put them on their blogs, and they trade and they sell them and. You know, it's a big aspect of the blogging community, so we're really excited about her guests. She brings on new people every week. So thank you, Shannon. Everyone, listen to that show tomorrow. It'll be great.
Okay, well, thank you. Thanks
okay.
for that. Hill. I appreciate
okay.
it.
Okay, talk to you guys later.
Okay, thanks, Hillary.
Bye.
Seeing you, I want to just talk, and by the way, anyone would like to call in, the number is 347-677-0649. That's 347-677-0649. I have someone on the chat. The chat is open. It's Texas Bulldog over there. For some reason, the chat is not going on the homepage. But this individual, Texas Bulldog, wants to know, can we commentate on a baseball playoff game on our show? Yeah, I don't see why not. I mean, we're not – the issue for that is, you know, we're not doing play-by-play. If you want to comment on a baseball game on your show, definitely you should be able to comment on a baseball game on your show. Can you go to read a blog? Do you read, you know, how many blogs are out there? There are millions and millions of blogs that are out there on sports all talking about shows.
Mm-hmm.
And I suggest you definitely comment about your blog or your show. Sure, why not? It's something that, you know, and I think the spoken word is as good to comment as the written word. So let's take a call, 200. Actually, it's probably a Skype line. Hi, you're on Blog Talk Radio. Hello?
Oh, hi. This is John Sweet.
Hey, John. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing, Alan?
Excellent. Excellent. We were just commenting on, we were talking about you. Your ears were burning, I'm sure.
They must have been, eh?
Yeah, we talked about you are the WSN Network. I mean, how many downloads have you had, I mean, in the tens of thousands since you launched? I mean, what's that?
Yeah. We were just looking at those today because we just built a new website this week. We've had 124,000 year-to-date.
Wow. That's pretty good.
Yeah, we're pretty excited about that.
That's very good. So what is your show about?
Well, we're all writers. We're poets, and a lot of people are, you know, they're novelists. And so what we do is we read poetry on the air. We review each other's work. We support each other. And we're just trying to, you know, give poetry a different voice, you know, really connect with people. You know, it's all over the world, of course, you know, on our platform, so it's really neat.
Yeah, that's cool. And who have you had on your show?
We've had a couple of different notables. I've had Jodi Picoult. She was on September. She's a New York Times bestseller. And we've had a gentleman who created a movie called Fighting Words. He was a director. That was Paul Richards. We haven't really had to, probably any more than that, but, you know, we really network for our community, and everybody's, of course, has open phone lines and forum, and so they get to call in.
Right, and your website is what? Is WSN.com?
It's WSNradio.com.
WSNradio.com. I know you have a store there as well?
Yes, we got a store. People can get, like, WSN gear. We've created that on Cafe Press, so if people want to, you know, support our brand, they can get hats, shirts, mouse pads, all that kind of fun stuff.
Right. And are you working with Lisa on this the Arom store?
We have not had too much time to do that, but our store is set, and it's got a lot of great products in there right now. But I'm sure she probably wants me to, you know, do some tweaking to it.
Well, thanks for calling, John. We'll definitely follow up on it, and I appreciate it.
All right, no problem. Thanks.
Well, thanks.
Bye.
We have another call at 956. Is this you, Shane?
This is Shane.
How are you?
Doing pretty good.
Very good. Amy Domestico's on the line. I don't know if you've corresponded with her.
Hi, Shane.
Hi, absolutely. She was my first caller when I got my first show here at Blog Talk Radio.
Well, that's excellent.
Oh, cool.
So you probably wonder how, you know, I found you actually from, you know, reading Robert Scoble's Twitter post. And
really?
Yeah, and I'm always out there looking at stuff and checking out different, you know, Scoble, Weiner, and others, and I see that he referenced you in a blog post. And I said, boy, you'd be pretty interesting to do a show on Blog Talk Radio. And sure enough, I think Amy reached out, and you've done a few shows. Have you been enjoying it?
It's been a lot of fun for me. I haven't really had a show, per se. Like, I don't have guests most of the time.
Yeah, I know you do a show in your car in traffic sometimes going to work.
I did that out of boredom to see if anybody would call in, and sure enough, I had listeners. I was surprised that so many people were listening.
Well, that's really funny. I remember that show. I don't think you managed in the switchboard, but did you? No, you didn't. You were just taking the calls, and you were in traffic.
Right, I was just in traffic and pretty much chatting about whatever was on my mind.
I mean, how does Scoble pick you up? I mean, are you you're very active in social media circles or what?
No, actually, you know, I didn't start until this year. I think my first jump into it was, I've had blogs for years, but I think when I joined Twitter, you kind of join in on conversations, and then eventually you pick up on threads, like discussions, and then if you see something interesting and you comment on it, a lot of times you can write your own post and you just end up being part of it. And I think that's how I wound up being picked up by Scoble. Excuse me.
Really? Did
yeah.
you know? Did you talk to him before that?
Never.
Never?
Never. So,
how would he find your blog? Curious. How do you think he would find it? Just in through tagging or whatnot? I mean,
and
he led me to you. I mean, I was just curious how you think. I mean, it's amazing the power of blogs. I mean, that clearly is that's obviously a huge testament to it.
Right. Well, the thing is, I think on his blog he's got a WordPress, so that tells you whenever there's an incoming link. And so whenever I would reference his blog, he would know it, and he could check out my blog. So I must have written something pretty compelling for him to link back to me. And again, it's just joining in the discussion, and that's what most of the blogging is joining in the discussion for social media. And I think part of it's actually the same idea as Blog Talk Radio is, it's best when there's interaction with the people who are listening to you.
Right.
And it's the same thing with blogging, is, you know, it can be just you writing for yourself, but it, a lot of times it's a lot better if you have questions on there and you expect people to respond in some way.
Yeah, no question. I mean, one of the reasons that I created Blog Talk Radio was to provide a platform where people can interact real time, like we are. We're talking, as opposed to writing something, and then, you know, maybe you'll get a comment. You don't know, you know, and but here you have the ability to engage, you know, one another live.
Exactly.
You know, yeah. What other social tools are you using? I know you're very busy with it, you know, now that you're on the network, I do see your blog, you know, I read it often. What other things are you looking at?
Well, Twitter is the biggest thing, but I've been actually working with, well, not with them, but I've been using Ning to create networks locally.
I see. Okay.
And that's been very good in creating communities locally of actual people that I would meet instead of a big network where there's a lot of people that I haven't even met personally.
So what do you do on Ning? And it's Ning.com, right?
Right. Well, it's you create your own community, so you can basically create your own social network.
I see. How do you promote them in these listings of groups that are out there?
Right. So the one I have here is I've started what we call the RGB New Media Group, and I'm just trying to get local technology leaders, you know, to get together because I live in an area that has they have a lot of talent, but nobody's ever organized them in any way.
Right.
So, you know, so I want them to get to know each other, and, you know, eventually I want to get a bar camp or some sort of camp down here.
Now, where are you? In Texas, right?
Yes, South Texas. We're right on the border with Mexico.
By San Antonio?
No, even further than that.
Oh, further?
Yes, it's, you may have heard of Brownsville or South Padre Island.
Okay.
We're about an hour away from there.
I see, okay. So the Ning platform you've been happy with, and we've had Gina, the CEO on Blog Talk Radio before. She's been a guest on one of the shows.
I heard it. I listened to that.
You did? Okay. I mean, I see, you know, of course, you know, I'm jaded a bit because this is a platform that I created, but I think that Blog Talk Radio would be an ideal platform as a feature set in Ning where, you know, you as a community leader can bring other people in and have conversations about it, you know, using a panel format.
Yes, I've put the player in my RGB New Media group.
Does it work? I mean, do they accept the HTML and the Flash?
Yes, it's very friendly. It lets you import music, so we can actually import the files. We can add the RSS feed from my Blog Talk Radio show.
Okay.
Or you can put in the player, and so it's very flexible in what you can do with it. And of course, you can add your own domain name and all that.
And have you tried to do a show, let's say in Ning, on Blog Talk Radio, focused on this Ning group where you promoted it on Ning and say, look, we're going to bring together these leaders from your area and talk about technology or new media?
So far what I've done is I've only done a live cast while we're having a meeting so that others in the area can listen in if they can't make it to the meeting.
And have you done that using Blog Talk Radio?
Yes, I have.
Okay. And what kind of device did you use?
My phone, just my mobile phone.
Just your mobile phone. You put it on speaker, and that was it.
That was it. And I was surprised that it was so clear. You know, not that Blog Talk Radio isn't clear, but it's just that I was surprised that my phone could pick up.
Right. No, that is true.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we're merging the combination of, you know, it's an interesting thing. We're merging the oldest technology in the world with the newest. Phone with, you know, and again, I've always focused on the democratization. If you've heard any of my shows or read anything, I've always focused on democratizing media and how do you make a platform available to everyone, you know, or anyone who has something important to say, at least what they feel is important. And the phone is the one tool that everyone has, you know, and whether it's a Skype line or VoIP line or cell phone or a regular old Verizon line, that is the one. That's the one network that reaches everyone.
Yes, and actually, more people have phones than they have computers.
Oh, sure.
Or MP3 players. So it would be great if we could dial in and listen to the show.
Yes.
Into the archives. You know.
Yeah, listen to the archive show through your phone. Yes. Right. Well, we're in the process of serving up the content for. We have a ton of ideas as to where we're going to be able to serve up this content. So, for example, you know, cell phone networks will be able to access these shows not only live but through archive. You have
right.
to hear these. We're also talking with some Wi-Fi equipment companies. There's one called Receiva, R-E-C-I-V-A, and they have built a Wi-Fi internet radio, a piece of equipment that works on Wi-Fi, and Blog Talk Radio will be embedded in that device. So people will be able to find, you know, a political channel, a sports channel, content on Blog Talk Radio. As we're creating all this content, it will be available on these devices. So I think distribution is key, and we've been waiting to launch this new site as a kind of foundation for doing that. And also Twittering. When you do a show, do you Twitter out the URL?
Yes, I do, right before the show. Actually, I warm up to it, let everybody know that it's coming in 30 minutes, you know, 15 minutes to the show start. And then during the show, I'll Twitter, you know, that if somebody called in or, you know, just to give them a link so that they can find the show.
I see. Well, maybe you'll have Robert Scoble. He was on a show yesterday. He was on our show. I did an interview with him. I don't know if you've seen that. It's,
yes.
Yeah, and he's a real nice guy. I don't know if you ever met him or not.
No, actually, I met him briefly at the bar camp in Austin.
Okay.
But, you know, he has a bunch of people hanging out, so you can't really have a...
He's a rock star.
Yeah. Yeah, so that was a brief meeting, and so we didn't really get to talk very much, but he does seem like a nice guy.
He's real nice. Well, I want to thank you, and I'd love to really explore this Ning. I mean, we're going to do more of these shows, and I'm anxious to follow your experiences on Ning and see how you enjoy it.
Well, it's good as a if you want to. I think you've done a great job in creating the community on Blog Talk Radio. Now it's just Ning is more of something of a side community that you would like to create.
Yeah, Blog Talk Radio brings those communities, I think, a little closer.
Right.
In the sense that they have actually live interactive conversation.
Exactly. So I'm satisfied with all the ways that I can get Blog Talk Radio in there.
Yeah.
So it's very helpful.
Well, it's very good. And thank you for, you know, it's hosts like you, actually, people that are engaged in this community and trying it out and talk about it and get the word out that makes it, you know, makes Blog Talk Radio grow and flourish. So thank you for listening to my show and calling into the show, and it was nice talking to you.
Hi, it's great talking with you.
Okay, thanks, Shane.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. And that was Shane. I didn't get Shane's last name, but he's from a small town in Texas, southern border. And again, as I said, I first came across Shane's blog from Robert Scoble reading one of his Twitter posts, and I called out, and he seemed like an adventurous soul, and I said, hey, check out why not Blog Talk Radio? And sure enough, he's done a bunch of shows, and now he's incorporating into Ning, and, you know, so that's exciting. So anyway, I want to thank my listeners for today and my guests who called in, and that was Shane and Barry calling in. It was nice to meet Barry, and I hope to speak to you soon. Hillary and Amy calling into my show. Once again, this is Alan Levy on the Alan Levy Show on Blog Talk Radio. Thanks for joining, and we'll see you next Wednesday at the Jarvis Conference. It'll be posted on our homepage. It's going to be a great day, so please tune in. Thanks.